Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know the best part of it? When you forget to turn on your microphone?
Who said I didn't turn
Which
my microphone?
Which we all do from time to time.
You never do.
Yes, I do. Are you kidding?
Dan, does he ever forget to turn his mic on?
All the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Is the look you get on your face.
Oh, because I'm frustrated?
Oh, my God. And then you always, you don't just slide your hand over to turn it on. You always have this big movement, and you, like, pound the thing out of disgust.
It's like I should have swung at that pitch. Look, is that how I look?
Yeah, kind of is.
It very much could be described as, ah, shucks.
Kind of is.
So I should have swung at that. Did you really call a third strike when it was out of the zone? I can't believe I just hit the post. Did the ball just go through my fingers? And I never should have shot that. That's an air ball.
Albert Breer was on the afternoon show. And I believe it was Nick and Jonathan the day that he was on. And he was asked about the thing that's not going to go away. And we explained why already. And that's the Browns quarterback situation. And Albert Breer had thoughts on three of the Browns' four quarterbacks. And see, this is where this is going to go all offseason, all training camp, all the way until the Browns make a decision. And then depending on what that decision is, might continue into the regular season. Because if somebody doesn't perform well, and other guys are sitting there, maybe as many as three, the story's not going away. His first comments on Shedeur Sanders, who was the Browns' fifth-round pick.
I think, you know, this is going to go to the best quarterback. I think you owe it to the players in that locker room to do it that way. And, you know, I have such a hard time, you know, seeing a team that's in the spot the Browns are in, throwing the season overboard in the name of quarterback development, especially when that quarterback's a fifth-round pick. And, I'd ask you, why aren't you saying the same thing about Dillon Gabriel? You know what I mean? Like, he was drafted higher. So, I think people have this perception that just isn't the reality of who Shedeur is yet. You know, now maybe he could become something more in 3, 4, 5 years. But I don't think like what the perception of Shedeur was in February or March is going to weigh much on this at all, because I don't think it's the reality of how the NFL saw it.
And the NFL saw it as a guy, for whatever reason, slipped to the fifth round. So he looked at Dillon Gabriel and he was picked higher.
It's the draft status. I just think it's garbage at this point. I'm not buying it. I don't buy. We've had this conversation probably 15 times. All right. I'm not the Shedeur Sanders being a fifth round selection just doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Because now he has a chance to compete and win the job.
Yeah, but I don't care, because if he does win the job, no one's going to care, or they're just going to be like, remember, he was a fifth-round pick. Nobody wanted him. All the Browns are geniuses. Or, oh, he was just a fifth-round pick. Who expected anything out of him? The league knew what was right. I just, there's more to it with him in particular. I just think there's more to it.
What do you mean more to it?
Teams didn't like, first of all, can we like get over the whole, well, he got passed over by all these. Well, how many, you just explained it. How many quarterback battles are there? How many battles are there going into camp? Three?
Three.
Okay. So you got to think that 75% of the league didn't need a quarterback in the first place. So there was no way they were going to take him. So now you've eliminated, you know, 3/4 of the league, if not more. And so now you're putting him into a tiny box that of teams that need quarterbacks and perhaps could start.
Perhaps could start. Teams always need backup quarterbacks and good ones. So the reality is they did pass him over like crazy. The reality also is now he's just competing for a spot. So I understand.
Yeah, I
understand your thought on that. But the reality can't be dismissed, and that's that everybody passed him over numerous times. Albert Breer talked about Dillon Gabriel, with the afternoon guys. And as he just pointed out in his thoughts about Shador, what about Gabriel? He was taken two rounds higher.
I think it's because he had a bigger learning curve than Dylan Gabriel. That's the reality of it. You know, I mean, Dylan Gabriel started how many games in college? Dylan Gabriel crushed his pre-draft process. Like, now that doesn't mean there isn't stuff for him to learn along the way, but I wrote this back in March and April that there were teams that were like sort of stunned by how little Shador knew, you know, relative to what they thought, him being the son of Dion and having played for Pat Shurmur in college, you know, like, so I think Shador, and maybe this isn't any fault of his own, but I think Shador had a lot more ground to cover than Dylan Gabriel did. And so because of that, like, it's harder to put him out there with the first team. You know, again, like, you have to be able to answer to your players in these sorts of things. That's the way I look at it, at least.
It was Albert Breer with the afternoon guys and talking about Shador being behind and everything else. Dylan Gabriel played 5+ years of college football, high level, really great productivity. And at least in the last 3 years, two at Oklahoma, one at Oregon, pretty big time programs with, you know, big time offenses.
Even if it's not a big time school, it's three different, I'm assuming, well, three different offensive coordinators, three different head coaches, right?
Learned a lot of different offenses, learned a lot about how to
fit in.
You know,
the part that surprises me the most about
succeed in different environments.
Like he said, and I've heard other people say that Shador just didn't have this graduate level offense to have to learn at Colorado. Is that a nice way to put it?
It was not as intense. Yeah, not as deep of an offense. And that's fair. Part of it was because he didn't have an offensive line and he was running for his life.
Oh, that's true. But Pat Shurmur probably wanted to put him in the best position to win. Didn't care.
And without an offensive line or much of a running game, Travis, go deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Travis, step three yards behind the line of scrimmage and here it comes.
And if it works, let's go.
Now take off.
Yeah. So because I don't remember hearing Pat, and not that Pat Shurmur would say anything bad or anything about a learning curve coming into the NFL, but, you know, I don't remember hearing anything pre-draft from Pat that was kind of like, oh, he's going to have to adjust. I'm sure maybe somewhere he would have said that, but, you know, he's going to have to adjust to the pro game, but he should be ready to go. No one's going to rip a kid that just played for him, especially with the chance.
That's correct.
No matter where he got drafted, there was always the potential for him to be a high draft pick.
Albert Breer mentioned the guy who didn't get a whole lot of reps during mandatory minicamp, Joe Flacco, Andy's uncle.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you done?
Wait, what?
That's what I said.
Oh.
This is where you're supposed to play that.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know what you're talking. I heard Andy's uncle. I went, wait, what the hell? Okay.
Just go.
I think all four of those guys are going to be given opportunities, but I think those opportunities are sort of based on merit now, you know, and going forward. I think Joe Flacco has a first-round bye to the quarterback competition in July and August, and the other three guys are sort of battling it out for reps. And my guess would be right now that you'll see the thing split up according to what happened in the spring. And Shador made progress, no question. I mean, did he make enough progress to make himself a factor in the competition? We'll see.
It's Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, on with the afternoon guys. Do you think Flacco got a first-round bye? In other words, you don't have to really do a whole lot at mandatory minicamp because we know what we have, and that's why he was the last guy with reps and everything else.
Would you let Myles Garrett sit out? It's the same thing.
Yeah, I do. But I also think that it's really worth noting, once training camp starts, is Joe getting reps? And is he getting a lot of reps? Because though he might know things, you still have to develop camaraderie, chemistry. And just because you played six games with this team a year or so ago doesn't mean that that's going to be automatic. You got to develop that again. If he's not getting reps, it means to me that he's not key in the competition. If he is, it means he has every chance to win the job.
Agreed. I wish I could go on some long diatribe and disagree with everything you're saying. I just think you're right.
You just like disagreeing with me.
No, I do. I actually do like disagreeing with you on some things. But this one, I can't. Again, if I'm Kevin Stefanski and I'm looking at a depth chart right now, I probably want to start Joe Flacco. I want to feel comfortable going into the season. I want to try to put the extension of the coach on the field. Now, does he have the physical ability to do it? That's the question. And, you know, if Kenny Pickett has more physical ability at this stage in the game, then maybe I'm going with Kenny.
Yeah, he better, although Joe's arm is still very good. ESPN put a story out, and Jeremy Fowler wrote it. And Jeremy, earlier in the week,
was on here, yeah.
Yeah, made some noise. He was on the station and talked about the four quarterbacks. But a piece that he put out the other day, yesterday, was interesting to me. NFL executives, scouts, pick their favorite 2025 offseason moves. And, you know, I saw that and I thought, well, I got to scroll down. You must. So the first thing was Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Next thing was George Pickens to the Cowboys. Next thing was Seattle, Geno Smith, basically for Sam Darnold, Jalen Milroe, and cash, as the Raiders ended up with their quarterback of the future. So they kind of, you know, got rid of Geno and went with Sam Darnold there. And the next was the Browns draft haul.
After
moving from number 2 to number 5. What do you think of that?
I think it's fair. I think, especially because there was no payout on it yet. It's all on paper.
Well, not completely, because you do have a defensive lineman in the middle of the line who you ended up taking.
Again, hasn't done anything, hasn't played one game yet for the Browns.
Okay, true.
So on paper, yeah, I can agree with all. I agree with that.
Fowler wrote, "This will work out swimmingly." And anytime you can use the word swimmingly, I mean, that's good. Swimmingly, if Cleveland Browns GM Andrew Berry plays it right.
Do you have to be eating fish and chips to use that word? Or no,
no, I don't think I used a British accent when I said it.
Yeah, but swimmingly just...
Swimmingly.
Does it not have a British feel to it?
I know, it's got a snooty feel to it.
Yeah, it's British.
He said, as multiple scouts noted, Browns ended up with their running back of the future, Quinshon Judkins, at 36.
Yep.
They can attack a strong 2026 class with two first-round picks, both of which could be early due to Cleveland and Jacksonville's states of transition.
That's the bigger reason.
An AFC exec said, hard to pass on Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter at 2, but you get a good young defensive tackle. And this is an interesting part of this. You get a good young defensive tackle in Mason Graham. That's a position that's really expensive now. So to get a player on his rookie scale there is crucial. We haven't heard that very often, have we? See, that's an NFL exec talking right there, and AFC executive, to be more precise.
And no one's questioned what he's done in camp so far. So everyone's, other than, you know, he had a little reverse peristalsis there early on.
Barfed.
Yeah. People are eating lunch, Jeff.
Barfed.
Why don't you use some medical terms?
And then the AFC exec said, and this is really about, Dan, you ready? 2026. Can they get their quarterback of the future there? They're going to find out. Do they need...
Doesn't that upset you that we're sitting here talking about the quarterback of the future in the next draft?
No.
When they have four quarterbacks here now?
Each one of whom has specific attributes that CBS Sports felt they were so strong they should write an article about it.
Andy, does it upset Cletus when he drives by his trailer and sees 8 cars sitting there and none of them have engines that work? Or is he proud of what he's collecting?
I guess it just depends on the state of the cinder block.
I'll get a water pump in that Rambler. It's going to run.
Oh, yeah. We can get 100 yards out of this one.
CBS putting together the perfect quarterback out of the attributes of the four guys who are here. Oh, goodness gracious. You want to go to the junkyard? We're going to next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.